as he discussed with the other leaders.
Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Pamela Reese Wardlaw from the Preparation Room with Build, Grow, and Enjoy. It's such a beautiful day here in Atlanta, and this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. It's going to be a great show today. I'm excited about what's going on. I plead the blood of Jesus over everybody that's listening on this phone. It's been a crazy day, but we win. As you could hear, the voice is getting crazy. But we're going to start right now. We have a scripture read every week or every month by Annette Everett. Annette, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, everyone. I want to read to you Psalms 4 and that's 1 and the NIV version. You know, when we place our confidence in God, he will listen when we call on him. So I'm going to read verse 1. Answer me when I call to you, O my righteous God. Give me relief from my distress. Be merciful to me and hear my prayer. That is the word of God. And it's blessed.
Amen. I send a blessing to that. But most of all, we got a mighty man of God, Bishop Savage from Baltimore. We welcome
Praise
you
the Lord.
To the Preparation Room. And we just want you to come forth like the mighty man of God that you are and go forth with a prayer for today.
Yes. Yes. The Lord Jesus said that men should always pray and not faint. The Bible said that the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. So we're going to ask God today to move on these prayers. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you today for your mercy and your grace and your outstretched hand. God, we are looking to the hills today from which cometh our help, because we acknowledge that our help cometh from the Lord. We ask you today that God, as we come together in unity, touching and agreeing today, that you bind up everything that would hinder us from progress and moving forward in your kingdom in the name of Jesus. God, I speak not only new dimension, I speak dominion, authority and power over everything that will come against the will of God. God, complete your purpose. Yes, God, complete your vision in our lives. Lead us and guide us and tell us what to do and how to do it in the name of Jesus. You are the Alpha and Omega. You know it. The end from the beginning. And we thank you right now. It is God, and we receive it and accept it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And it is so. Well, we're going to go ahead and we're going to talk about what's going on in our community. I'm just really excited about what God is doing and the change that he's getting ready to make. I decree that there will be a revival that go all around this
My
nation
God, yes,
in the
yes,
name
yes.
of Jesus, that it will stop. It got to stop. Satan, you are defeated. And we have
yes,
some callers,
yes.
the leaders from the communities that's coming forth, and I'm going to move a little fast because, you know, if we got some people that want to talk, and we invite you callers to call in, and I'm just excited and on fire about what God is doing, the change that he is making in our life. We have someone, we're talking about Bridgeport, Connecticut, for one time. We're going to start off there because I'm from Bridgeport, Connecticut, and we have a leader from Bridgeport, Connecticut, a mighty man of God, that's telling us the things that's going on, that he loves the city. I love the city. My family still live in the city, a lot of them that still live in the city. I moved from the city of Bridgeport, Connecticut 15 years ago because of the same thing that is happening now was happening in, but it got to stop. But see, when you move and you change from people, places, and things, there is a change. My kids grew up there, and they start going to college and getting grown on their own, and seem like things stay out as fell. I went to the police department. The police couldn't do anything. I got together with leaders. The leaders couldn't even do anything. When I decided that I'll do this with my kids, and they're supposed to do that with their kids, you know, my kids was, you know, you know, they was listening to me, but then the other kids wanted to do that, and they had to protect their stuff. I went back to the leaders and told them, and I'll never forget it. It was a police officer woman. She said, well, you know, with all this crazy stuff that's going on, I advise you to move. And then I was like, I'm not letting no one move me. You know, I'm moving. You know, at the time, I wasn't redeemed. I was saved, but I wasn't redeemed. It's a difference between that. And I said, I'm not letting no one dip. Well, you know what? We're going to handle this, and we're going to do this. But the Spirit of God fell upon me, listeners, and it told me that I need to get out of there because I was sitting at the time like sitting ducks, and I moved. I moved. My kids didn't want to move. They were, you know, in college and doing their own thing, you know. And my husband, you know, some men don't like change. I was like, man, I'm not going. But all the time, God had been leading me here to Atlanta anyway, so I moved. And when I moved, the kids were still there, and they seen all this stuff was going on, but God saved them. And now they're here in Atlanta with me, and they are was protected in a lot of things that went on and with other people that my children was hanging around with, and I seen other things that was going on that God was showing me that I'm going to grant you blessings because you did what I wanted you to do. But I'm telling you, listeners, some people that's listening from Bridgeport, Connecticut, hear God. It's not meant for everyone else to move. You know what I'm saying? It was already ordained for me to move because, see, the enemy had something set up. See, but we got to take initiative and to stop it. This is our family. This is our people blood, our blood that's going down on the ground and stuff. So someone has to stop it. So we have someone, a mighty man of God, Mr. Kingsley. He's a leader for Connecticut Against Violence. He's one of the leaders. I think they have a couple of more different programs. But he's one of the leaders that's coming forth here today. And the reason we stand Bridgeport because I'm from there. And I just decree in the name of Jesus that it got to stop. I'm coming back and forth, but it will stop. But we welcome you, Mr. Kingsley, to go forth and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Kingsley Osei. I'm the founder of Connecticut Against Violence. My background, you know, is, you know, I've been a disc jockey for, you know, over 25 years. I've lived in Bridgeport, Connecticut since 1990, moving here from Maryland. So, you know, I consider myself and, you know, a Bridgeport resident. I'm actually a Ghanaian native, you know, from Ghana, West Africa. And, you know, I've done, you know, marketing within, you know, record industry. I've worked with, you know, many, you know, big artists, worked with almost, you know, all the major record labels. Basically, CAV came along, on Facebook sometime last year in August when, you know, every time I logged on to Facebook, you know, I find out there was somebody killed. You know, not just in Bridgeport, but, you know, in New Haven, Hartford, and, you know, the surrounding cities. So, you know, we decided to use the power of Facebook to call upon, you know, the what I call the hip-hop industry, which is, you know, my background. And, you know, because a lot of these problems going on is within our community. So, you know, we have to stand up and, you know, address that issue and, you know, talk to these young kids because the law enforcement or, you know, the politicians are not going to be able to, you know, to solve this problem with the kids. So I called upon, you know, all the promoters and DJs and mentors to, you know, to come together and, you know, let's, you know, bring the music out and, you know, throw some type of party to get the kids' attention. And, you know, once we get the attention and then we can talk to them. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, responded, a lot of community leaders responded that, you know, they're up for it. So, you know, we decided to, you know, to start this organization off. And sometime in the beginning of the year, unfortunately, a 14-year-old kid got killed. And when that happened, you know, we sped up the pace and the community came, you know, came together. So we held a series of forums through, you know, partnerships with the city and, you know, the housing authority and other supporters who helped us finance, you know, putting this event together during the Black History Month where we had series of forums to the housing authorities and to address the real truth about gun violence, you know, bringing the DJs out to play music, talk to the kids, giving them something to eat and, you know. And, you know, we've been, you know, up and running, you know, since then. So,
I
you know.
Excuse me. I don't mean to jump you off, but I just wanted to ask you a little questions because we have to move on. That is so positive what you're doing in the city, and I just, you know, I just know it's going to make a big difference in the city of Bridgeport, Connecticut. And, but one of the things I just wanted to ask you, how is the child? I looked on Facebook, and it was a little kid. Can you give us quickly because we have more callers to come in?
The child that got shot, you know, I believe that she's been doing well. We haven't been in direct contact with the mother, but the mother had responded on the Facebook yesterday when we did put up a post about, you know, people continue to, you know, to pray for the family. So the mother responded on Facebook that the child is all right, and, you know, she appreciates everybody's concern and everybody's prayers. So I believe the child is going through it, but she is all right. By the grace of
God. We're going to get back with you, but I want you to leave your information, how they could get back with you, and we're going to put somebody else on. In the end, we're going to come back with you. Okay, Mr. Kingsley?
Sure.
Can you leave the information that you need to leave so people could get in contact with you, because we got people all around the world listening to you right now?
We can be contacted at Connecticut Against Violence website at ctagainstviolence.com. Or I could be reached at 917-416-4601.
Thank you so much. Now, you hold that thought. I got something else that I'm going to bring to the table to you. So just pull up your sleeve and get ready. We have enough. Do we have any callers that's in, or we have any callers that want to come in right now, Kalitha, just to bring a question above? Because we're going to bring in and out.
Well, Pam.
Caller 9996, how are you?
Pamela?
770-9996, how are you?
Okay, well, I hear that Ms. Bagley, is that you on the phone?
Yeah, I've been holding on for a while, but I don't know if the connection is good.
Yeah, the connection is good. We can hear you very well. We have Ms. Georgiana Bagley. She's a big leader here in Atlanta, Georgia, with Bagley Youth Development. Thank you for calling in, Ms. Bagley. I was hoping that you would get in because we have so many people calling in on the line. Ms. Bagley, can you tell us a little bit about your company, Bagley Youth Development, and what do you do to make a difference in Atlanta, Georgia?
Okay, but let me first start off by saying, since you first started talking about Bridgeport, that I, too, am a Connecticut-born native. Okay, so
yes.
I'm from Bridgeport.
Yes.
Like Pamela, I left when I was, I don't even tell my age, y'all, but I left, it's been 30 years since I've been in Georgia. And my reason for moving was because I wanted my children to see that they had black folks that were doing things instead of just cleaning the floors, all right? We had a few black teachers. We had a few other things, but mostly there was a lot of domestic work and nurses. And you know, some nurses and teachers were pretty much what you would see. So I moved to Atlanta and started working in mental health and had been doing that for many, many years, especially with the children in the juvenile court. And because I had so many problems with one of my children at the time, one of my sons, It helped me to be able to found the agency Bagley Youth Development, because at the time my son was involved in gangs, you know, being arrested in and out of juvenile detention, and so I decided to come up with an agency and left my full time job to begin Bagley Youth Development.
Amen. Can you tell us at Bagley Youth Development, have there been a change since you opened up the center for Bagley for Change? Have there been a big change? And I know, because I have did some work with you, Ms. Bagley, with the DJJ. What do you think that's going on with DJJ, especially with the alternative school? The alternative school, oh, my God, we just really need to pray about that. Do you think that is really a good thing that they have put and designed to get our kids, when they're in trouble, to put them there? How do you think that's making a difference for the community?
Well, you know, let me go back a little bit. Alternative schools are places that you put your children, and in many places here in Atlanta, you will find problems because there might not be enough staff, or because you'll have children to have so many serious you have children may have some mental health diagnoses or behavior disorders, and you have all the children put together, but you don't have the staff, or the staff aren't always trained in order to deal with these problems. Now, you know, I do a little contract work doing other things, and I do know that children need to have some consistency. A lot of times you hear things being put on the teachers, but before I say that they're put on the teachers, it comes from home. So how are we going to work with our parents, you know, and the parents are our kids' age. You know, these are the 30-year-olds, you know, some of the 20-year-olds. How do we teach them to become better parents? Because I'm not going to say they're bad parents, but if they don't know, they don't know. So it comes with educating parents and what it means to be a parent. If you grow up and your mom is never there for you, then how do you know how to do with your own children? How do you respond with your own children if you don't know?
Amen.
You know, and let me put one little thing, other thing in the soapbox. It also goes with us not voting. You know, I'm going to say that parents got to be educated, but in order to get what you want in the school system, you got to have parents advocating. Our parents advocated when the war on poverty in the 60s, we had all these programs. But then they figured like this, black folks don't care about anything but welfare and getting what they can get, and that's not true. There's a lot of us out here that are trying to work, but you got to go back and give. You know, I go back and give because I grew up in poverty. I grew up poor. I grew up in the projects or around the projects, in Beardsley Terrace and around Father Panic. So I know what it's like, but I also give back because I'm not going to sit up in the rich areas in Atlanta seeing people making $150 an hour. I'm going to where the old projects were, the Carver Homes, the Perry Homes, those children, to kind of work with those kids.
Well, I'm going to come back with you because we got so many callers coming in and it's about halfway through. I will come back to you and talk to you in a minute. We're going to give this call, this time out to Ms. Jenkins. Back to you, Ms. Jenkins, if you want to take a little quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, grow, and enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
Wow, Pam, you have an awesome show today, but we're back from the break. So you have a lot of callers on the line. You have a lot of people that's just listening in, a lot of people that's telling me that they're trying to get in. Did you want to take a caller, or what did you want to take another guest from here?
Before we take a caller, I want Ms. Bagley to put the information. Great talk, Ms. Bagley. You know I love you, girl. I want you to put the information how they could get in touch with Bagley Youth Development. If we have listeners that's listening in from Atlanta, Georgia, we got an awesome youth development. I've worked with her for years and years and years, and it has been such a big difference in my life. Working with them made me realize that I was truly a minister. So, Ms. Bagley, can you give them the information on how they could get in touch with Bagley Youth Development if they're having any issues in their life?
Right. If there any problems, anything, how we can help you, you can reach us at area code 404-968-4662. Our address is 5101 Buffington Road in College Park, Georgia. And our webpage is www.blackandboyydllc.com.
Thank you so much, Ms. Bagley. We're going to get back with you in a minute. We want to take one caller. Can you give one caller? I'm looking for a leader to come in. His name is Craig Kelly. I don't know if he was able to get in or not, but if he is, I need you to speak up. So, because you're one of our listeners.
Okay. Let's see if this is him. Let's see.
Okay. Well, you could just put the next
caller. 917-4601. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Are you there, caller? Okay, let me take another one.
Okay.
Caller 912-5902. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy.
Hello, caller. We know you're there.
Mom, it's James. I was just listening in on the other line, and the bitch just got my phone.
Okay.
All right, okay. Let me get another one for you, Pam. We got about 9 minutes before you conclude.
Okay.
Let's see if we can take this one here. Let's see this one right here. I'm going to try this other one for you. Caller 917-4601, are you there?
Okay, well, we're going to take the show. We're going to continue to take the show. Thank you, Kalizia, and later on if you want to add some more in. But I got some questions. I want to get Baltimore in here. Can you talk to us a little bit, Bishop, about what's going on in Baltimore?
One second. Praise the Lord.
Hello, Bishop. How you doing today? We just want to talk to you a little bit more about what's going on in Baltimore.
My God, I'm excited. I'm excited about what God is doing everywhere in the kingdom. But here in Baltimore, we are pressing toward the mark. We're trying to, one of the things that I am very, very sensitive about, I was listening to some of the other testimonies concerning our children. And trust me, folks, it's everywhere. It's not just in Bridgeport, it's in Baltimore, it's all across the nation. And I'm a strong advocate that education and preparation is at least a bulwark and a defense to tear down some of those things in our communities and in the kingdom of our adversary. I'm in the process, and I really got excited listening to the testimony because I'm in the process of releasing my first writing. And one of the principles in there, not to bring that up, but one of the principles that I advocate strongly is taking the fight to the enemy. And I think along, I agree 100% with those that have already spoken that it's good to communicate about and talk about it, but we have to gird up our loins and put together our warfare strategy and get out there and do what David did when he had to destroy Goliath. That's another topic that I get into, and it's not going to get done unless we go do it. And so what I'm doing here in my city, I am trying to put together some conferences for young folk that encompasses entrepreneurship, early training, early financial education, and anything else that I can think of that might be two of them and give them a mind that they cannot replace hard work and ethic and self-reliance with the streets. We got my concept in simple, so that I don't take up a lot of time, is to fight fire with fire. They have to survive in a drowning economy and in a commercial environment where they have to learn how to survive and meet their needs and do a whole lot of things. But we just can't tell them that money is bad and things like that, because we got to tell them that they can't get it quick without putting in the effort and work and the honesty and the loyalty to make it happen, that their inner sources, their dependence on God and their own gifts and talents is worth much more than what they can find on the street. And we have to...
Now, hold that thought right there, because we only got, I think, about 5 more minutes. We don't want to go over the time.
What I wanted to
ask you really quickly, and I got to go back to the other callers that called in. What do you think quickly? I need you to act to speak and think. And what do you think is going to be a big impact to make a change in Baltimore? For instantly a change. What do you think that we could do to make a big impact quickly to change the families, the children that's dying on the street, sex trafficking with these little girls from all around the world. What do you do? What do you think that's going to make a big difference and a big change in Baltimore?
What I intend to do is to begin to take it back to the home. And I'm asking every pastor that associate themselves with me, which are about nine, to help me revisit homes, re-talk to children, revisit schools. I'm a pastor that will come to the high school and sit in the classroom and meet you at the lunch counter and all this type of. We got to go back to the basics. You understand?
Yeah.
We got to go back and lay this foundation the way it's supposed to be. It's what got me here, got you here, and the generation before us. And if it was good enough for them, it's got to be good enough for us.
Well, good. Hold on 1 second. I need to ask Ms. Bagley quickly, Ms. Bagley, with Bagley Youth Development, what do you think quickly could help Atlanta, Georgia, since Baltimore came with that? What do you think quickly could make a big change in our city, in Atlanta, Georgia, to stop all this stuff that's going on?
Quickly, we would have to begin working with the parents, going, as he said, the same things, I echo the same things. It's like rebuilding the infrastructure, going to the schools, going to the homes, helping those parents. And you can't go in and help a parent and say, oh, I'm going to help you with your child got this problem, and the parent has no food. You know, so you got to find out what that family needs. Get their the hierarchy of needs says you have to go what's needed most. You start there first, and then the families become more receptive.
That's good. I like that. Okay, Mr. Kingsley, from Bridgeport, Connecticut, Mr. Kingsley, tell me something quickly, that you think that could help Connecticut stop it quickly. What do you think?
Well, we are in the midst of, doing a summit, which is, titled Preventing Violence, Promoting Justice, with the support of the Board of Education and the City of Bridgeport and our hip-hop radio station, Hot 93. So we're waiting for them to give us a date. We are in planning stages. And, we're going to have 1,500 kids provided to us by the Board of Education and bring in a headliner artist and bring in a community activist as well. And, we're going to address the issues of the gun violence in our community. And we're also going to have workshops to, reach out to the parents, because like they all said, charity begins at home. So we have to have a conversation with these parents.
Amen. Well, that is just awesome, and I know all of this will work, but most of all, we need to put God first in everything that we do. We got to put Him first in everything that we do with our children, and I think that we need to put the fear of God in them and let them know. And while you were talking about hip-hop music, I'm glad that you are part of that, because I think the music has a lot to do with what's going on in this whole thing. It's a demonic force that's going on in this whole thing, and it will take too long to even talk about it. But we're just going to keep it real. We give all our audience a lot of love. We thank you for calling in. Bill, grow and enjoy. We just ask God to bless each and every one of you. And I would like you, Bishop, to just bring us out. Are you still there, Bishop, with a prayer?
Has left the building.
Excuse me?
Bishop had to take a conference call. I'm still here.
Okay, well, that's okay. Well, I'll end the call. Thank you, all listeners, for calling in all around the world. I ask that God just bless you and your family in the name of Jesus, that you shall go forth and prepare the way for the Lord. Thank you, listeners, for listening to the Preparation Room, and I'll keep you in prayers, and I'll see you all at the top. Be blessed.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.